If you have your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. I want to begin reading there for the sake of time. It says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet." Now watch this, verse 26. "And the life's enemy that shall be destroyed is death." I want to preach this morning a little while, if God will be my help on this thought. And Brother Roberts already spoke my title, Being Made New. Amen. I want to preach tonight, this morning on being made new. Now I try to hurry. It's already 12 o'clock. If you'll listen real hard, I'll preach real fast and we'll go home in a little while. Amen. Praise God, we're going to give God His time. We give our flesh time all the time, and we need to take time sometime to give God time. Amen? And so we'll do that today, and we sure do appreciate Him. As we look at this, we can see the Word of God is speaking our heart. As Paul's writing to the Corinthians, he's talking about the resurrection. I want to say there was a resurrection, amen, one day. Praise God, in a little place called Israel. They was a place that was dug out, a cave, a place, a burying place. And they took down the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. They wrapped him in burial clothes and laid him in that cave, in that tomb, that borrowed tomb, because he'd only need it for a little while. And on that third and appointed day, praise God, just like he said he would, he said, "You did just destroy this temple." And he said, 3 days, he said, "I'll raise it up." Amen. Glory to God. He said, "There was nothing going to hold him down." He come out of there victorious over death and that grave. And Paul asked them here, said, "Hey, listen, if Christ rose from dead, if they say there be no resurrection," he said, "then is Christ not raised?" He said, "But praise God, we know that there was a resurrection, and that Christ come out of the tomb victorious over death and the grave. Folks saw him after his resurrection." What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I want to say this morning, we serve a risen Savior. Our Savior's not dead. He's not in a tomb. He's not wrapped up. He's not laying in a grave. He's not under the dirt. He's up in heaven at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you, because he said, hey, he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, he shed it all. He didn't save nothing for later, because he said, "I died once for all." Praise God. And because he did that, we have a hope of the resurrection of our hearts and our lives unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You pray for me this morning. I just want to mind the Lord. I don't want to miss a thing He's got for us. But I tell you, this week's been too good. Well, God just poured out His blessings upon us. He's stirred in our hearts and He's given us that. Praise the Lord, that we'll need to encourage her just a little ways further. He's a touching our hearts. He's mine, our minds. He's touching our homes. He's touching our children. He's touching our families. He's touching our husbands and our wives. He's touching all over the place. You say, "Preacher, I ain't felt His touch." Well, I hope this morning that you come with a mindset to be touched of God, and He might touch your heart also. Amen. Hey, listen, it's time we got tuned up. It's time we got tuned up to feel the hand of God, to feel the presence of God, to seek the hand of God. We heard all week long, praise God, that we need to be looking and seeking and finding Jesus in these last days in which we live. I will say, when it's all said and done, that's all that's going to matter. The Bible said in the last days, Daniel said, we'd be running to and fro. It's what we're doing. Amen. Amen. We're running to and fro. We run here, there, and yonder. And it don't seem like we're not a bit better off than we were. But praise God, you know what'll make you better? Praise God, it'll be the Lord Jesus Christ in His resurrection. That power that He has, amen, to bring Himself up. He'll do the same to bring you up. And if He brings you up, He'll bring you out. And He'll give you peace. He'll give you hope. He'll spread abroad in your heart the things that you need just to be pleasing to the Lord. Praise God, you'll come out with a shout and you'll lose your pout. Amen. I'm afraid in the day and hour we live in, there's a lot of folks that's a-pouting. Amen. A lot of folks is pouting in the day and hour we live. Praise God, we ought to be a-shouting. Forget about the pouting. You're to be praising the Lord, giving Him glory, because Christ is raised from the dead. Paul said, but now is Christ risen from the dead. When? Now. Praise God. It ain't going to be something that happens in the future. It ain't something that's going to take place either a while. Praise God, Jesus Christ is risen today. He's alive. He's well. Praise God, He's sitting at the right hand. He's making intercession for me and you. Glory to God, He's about, Brother Bill, about the Father's business. He's looking down upon me and you, Brother Bud, and He's loving on us, praise God, as only He can. That power from on high, He's wanting to minister to us. He's wanting to give it to us if we'll just come and let Him speak to our hearts. Amen. He's a wanting to this morning, if we'll let Him. But he said, but now is Christ risen from dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. The first fruit. I like that first fruit, don't you? Amen. That first fruit, you know what one of the first fruits comes out in the springs? Those strawberries. Amen. I used to not be a big strawberry fan. But praise God, I got to where I like them pretty well. Amen. Teresa fed them to me so much, I guess I've acquired a taste for them. And boy, they're good. And praise God, it's that first stuff that comes out, Lord God. Hey, listen. Hey, what we ought to be as children of God, we ought to be desiring those first fruit. That first stuff that comes out, the first thing God's got to give us, praise God, we ought to seize upon it with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, praise God, and say, glory to God, that's for me. Amen. Yeah. Try to tell my little granddaughter all the time, you know, you got to try stuff, honey. I said, she said, well, I don't like it. I said, you don't know till you try it. Amen. I said, Papa won't steer you wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. Papa says it's good, then you've got to try it. Amen. Hey, praise God. I won't tell you this morning, authority. Praise God, what I have for Jesus Christ is good. Amen. You ought to just try Him. Amen. Get you. Hey, listen, don't you? A lot of times we try stuff, we'll get a little old bitty pinch of it. And we'll stick our tongue to it to decide whether or not we like it or not. You can't do it that way. It don't work. Amen. See, that don't, you got to get it back up on your tongue and your mouth, pray God, for them taste buds to realize what you done put in there. Amen. So it can begin to show you, amen, the goodness that's there. So the flavor begin to come out. Amen. Praise God. I want the full experience of the flavor that's coming out. Praise God. That's why you take that strawberry and you cut that thing and get them big old great old big ones. I mean sweet. My goodness. Amen. You cut them things in about four pieces. Take a piece of it and you pop it in your mouth. Praise God, these joy bells just goes off down your soul. And the tongue begins to savor that. And all that goodness, that first fruit, praise God, it begins to come out. And it just anoints you all over your body. And you can taste the goodness. I say, goodness, that's what we ought to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to come and see. We ought to taste the goodness of God Almighty. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. Taste Him and see that He's good. Try Him out. I've tried Him out. A lot of things, a lot of different aspects in my life, I've tried the Lord. I put Him to the test. Amen. Brother Bill, He's always come out on top. Amen. In my life's comparison, praise the Lord, I could compare Him to a whole lot of aspects of my life, but I want to say the Lord Jesus Christ has always come out on top. Amen. He always will. Amen. Why? Because he's over the top, praise God. He's an overcomer. He's already overcome it all. That means He's already better than anything. Amen. Amen. Listen, there's nothing better than the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. There's absolutely nothing better than Him. He's the first part, praise God. We get the first part then, but if you get the first part, then the rest will come in season. Amen. You hear what I said? When we get the first part, the rest will come in season. I was up there today and I thought about everything in the garden was gone. And I thought, well, while I'm up here, I'll just cruise through one more time. I cruised through our brother Jeff and down in the grass, you know, the garden starts to grow up toward the end of the year. Got to looking down in that grass where my squash was and But praise God, I don't know where it got it, how it got it, but praise God, the Lord God poured out a handful of purpose in that little old one of them late squash plants I put out. Praise God, she had blooms all over and two great good-looking squash laying in there. Praise God, I reached in there and picked them things. I said, glory to God, He's not finished yet. He's still in business. Amen. When you think it's all done, when you think you can't ever taste that good taste again, praise God, He'll come along on a Sunday night. He'll start a revival, God, down in your soul. He'll run it all week. When people say, well, you might as well just forget about it. People's really not concerned. Nobody really cares. But I will say, God Almighty, hey, He's not in the quitting business. He's in the caring business. And He come by on purpose every night.
Amen.
Amen. They say, well, praise God, it's just gone. The fruit's gone. Not seeing anybody saved. Not seeing the move of God. Not expecting a whole lot. Hello? But God Almighty, still sitting on the throne. God, Lord Jesus Christ, still making intercession for me and you. Praise God. He's still that first fruit. And He come to pice out that good tasting stuff. Amen. Glory be to God. So me and you might be partakers in it. Amen. Amen. Cold and dead. Now, a lot of my stuff in the garden is drying up. Amen. Crying up, getting old. My field corn's all shriveled up, but that's supposed to be that way. Amen. In a few days, I'll go to picking that stuff, and me and some of these others get the shell and that corn off there. And there'll be a whole bunch of critters getting to enjoy that. Amen. I praise God. Listen, I want to say when the devil tells you it's cold and dead, when the devil tells you it's stale and no account, praise God, I want to say, God Almighty, if we'll seek His face, He's got something fresh and He's got something new just for you, praise God. If you'll just pull up to the table, praise the Lord, He'll pull out something brand new for you. Amen. He'll give you a taste of something, praise the Lord, you never thought was there. Amen. The devil would like to tell us, boy, the days of praise and worship God, they're gone. We'll never see the Spirit of God move like He used to. I don't know about you, but my God, the Spirit that lives in me, praise God, He's the same as He's always been.
Amen.
The only thing might change would be me and you. Hello? We might pull back from Him, praise God, but He'll never withdraw Himself from us. He'll just pour out, praise God. And the more we want of Him, the more He'll have, and He'll give of Himself, praise God, to the edifying of the Father, praise God, to the edifying of the people, so we might praise God together. Amen. We're seeing a mighty move of God. Praise the Lord. All over the world, God's beginning to stir up. I believe God's preparing for a last revival. I noticed there've been a lot of revivals going on around here, and somewhere, Brother Jeff, they're setting up a tent somewhere out towards Mars Hill or somewhere this week. Amen. They're going to start, I think tomorrow night they're starting somewhere in a tent revival. Amen. Why? Because God's wanting to do something again. I wonder if we want God to do something for us. Do we want God to stir in our heart? Christ is risen. He's become the first fruit from the dead. For those that slept. I believe what we're doing, we're catching the church asleep. Amen. The devil's catching the church. I think he's lulled us to sleep. He's lulled us in the la-la land and tried to deceive us and keep us from believing the truth about there's a God of heaven who loves us, praise God. Sent the best He had to die for us on the cross of Calvary. And praise God, it shed His blood, His precious blood for me and you, praise the Lord, that through His blood we might be saved, praise God. Amen. The blood. The propitiation for sins, the covering of sins, the putting away of sins. Praise be to God. He said, became the first fruits of them that slept. He said, when this all started was with a man. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die. You hear that? You know it's appointed man wants to die and after this a judgment? We've all got an appointment. What you're due tomorrow? Run out to your doctor's office. Call them early when they come in. Say, Doc, I need to see you today. It's odd. And the little receptionist said, well, what do you need to see him about? Well, I want to check up on my appointment. He said, do you have another appointment? Well, yes, I've got another appointment. Don't you know about it? He said, it's appointed man wants to die and after this a judgment. I need to get with the doc. I need to find out when this thing's going to happen. Amen. I'm talking about getting serious about it. I'm talking about realizing, praise God, God said it. I believe it, praise God. And it's going to come to pass one day, praise God, we're all going to die.
Amen.
Well, glory. Yep. Said, preacher, that ain't nothing to shout about. Said, that's sad business, not if you're a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, we'll get a resurrection body.
Yeah.
One that won't be sick no more. But we'll get one that won't have carrying oxygen around. Well, we'll get one, praise God, that can shout and praise and give God glory every day of our life. Throughout eternity without end. Amen. Every day, praise God. That day will be a good day. It's a day that the Lord made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Because all the goodness God has showed to us. Amen. We'll be partakers in it with the Lord. And boy, it just keep getting bigger and better. But if you go out there, what would your doctor say if you told him, Doc, I need you to tell me, when am I going out of here? What date have you got down for me? He'd look at you just as like a sheep looking at a gate. He said, you lost your mind. I can't tell you when you're going to die. I need to know, Doc. I need to make some plans. Amen. Listen. Jesus already resurrected from the dead. He's already went to make intercession. He already died for our sins, praise God. A time for making plans is going, but it's flying by us.
Yeah.
We need to make plans, praise God, today to be with Him forever. If we miss heaven, I'll say it again, you miss it all. But see, we don't have heaven on our mind. Now, I ain't got to the message yet. I'm just trying to get the introduction. See where we're at. But if we miss heaven, praise God, we miss it all. He said, Jesus has risen. He said, because of men, men die, praise God. Because of Christ, men shall live forever.
Amen.
So are we going to go with man? Or are we going to go with Christ? Are we going to choose the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? Or are we going to keep following after man and die and end up lost and in hell without Jesus? It's time, youngins, that we make a decision to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, His death on Calvary for you and I. Amen. It's time that we bow our head, fall on our face, say, Lord Jesus, forgive me, a sinner. I'm trusting, believing in the blood that you shed for me. Everybody look at me just a second. This is a personal thing with Jesus. Amen. It's not for somebody else. This is about you. Amen. Being made new, that you are being made new. Became a new person. A Christ person. Amen. So, well, preacher, I don't know about that. I'm not very good at following the rules. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to be good at following rules if you just follow Christ. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen. He said, that I would, I do not. That I would not, that I do. He said, but praise God, if you'll just follow me, we'll follow Christ. Amen. We ain't got our faith in us. We ain't got our faith in men. Praise God. We got our faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God.
Amen.
Can you raise your hand this morning and say, Jesus Christ is my Savior?
Amen.
I mean, throw it way up high. Praise God. We got, hey, as long as you know that, praise God, you got her nailed down. Because Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's your Savior, praise God. And all we got to do is follow Him. Put our faith, our trust, believe on Him. Rely on Him. Adhere to Him. Amen. Praise God. He does the rest. Praise His holy name. Amen. He said, but every man was in their own order. Christ first fruits after they that are Christ at His coming. Amen. What we need to be is preparing to be Christ when He comes. The Lord asked a question. He said, when I come, said, will I find faith? What he was saying, Brother Rex, he's saying is, am I going to find my people faithful? Am I going to find, you know what we'll do? We'll say, well, you know, old Brother Bud, he's faithful to the Lord. And old Brother Jeff, you know, he's faithful to the Lord. But we need to look between Buck and Bill and say, hey, listen, when you look in the mirror, say, fella, ma'am, are you faithful to the Lord? Because He's coming, praise God, and we're going. And he said, when Jesus comes, will we we've been found faithful? In other words, will you be made new for the glory of God? Amen. Will you be made new? He said, because the Lord had coming. He said, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. Even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. Now he's talking about all rule, all authority, and all power is ungodly rule. An ungodly authority, an ungodly power. Amen? There's rule, authority, power in this world, praise God, but it's wicked authority, it's wicked rule, it's wicked power. Amen? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We see people all over the world are trying to get absolute power. They want to be dictators. They want to have all the power. Because listen, you ain't got enough sense to think for yourself. They need to think for you. It's what they think. But I want to say, praise God, I got a God that thinks for me. I got a God that ministers for me. I got a God that helps me, praise God. I've got a Savior that loves me. I've got a Lord and Savior that has my best interest at heart. He knows the feeling of my infirmity, my weakness, lack of strength, praise God, and He's there to help me with every bit of it. We don't know what we'll go through. Brother Don, we don't know what we'll go through today before we get out of here. But there's a God of heaven knows exactly what's going to transpire this day. From the beginning to the end, praise God, He's done Peter around. He said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We just rejoice and be glad in it because God's got it. He said, well, Pastor, sometimes it just does seem like that everything's out of control. Yes, it is. It's out of our control, but not His. Amen. Praise God. We serve a God that has absolute control over the situation. There's nothing that happens in heaven, praise God, heaven or earth that He doesn't know about. He said there's not a sparrow that falls out of the sky that He don't know about. And if He knows about sparrows, praise God, if He knows about the hair of your head, praise God, He's concerned about you.
Amen.
Amen. He's concerned about me. He's concerned about you. Amen. He is concerned about you. I'm saying this thing's personal. Amen. It's personal. Are you being made new? Because Jesus cares about it. He wants you to be brand new. He wants you to be the best you can be. Amen. He wants you to be brand new. Amen. You know, listen, I've told you before, you know, when you get ready to buy a used car, you don't go down there to CPR and buy you a good used car. That just don't make no sense. You say, Preacher, I ain't throwing off on them, but that's resuscitation. Ain't CPR. I don't want something that has to be resuscitated. I want something that's alive, praise God, something that's able to go. Amen. I want something that I can count on. Something that won't leave me on the side of the road. Wonder how many times the devil's left you on the side of the road. Amen. You get to running out there just a little ways. You say, well, this won't hurt nothing. Just a little bit of this or a little bit of that. Next thing you know, you give a devil an inch, he'll take you a mile. And if you notice, he's never offered you to give you a ride back. Huh? He'll not take you back to Jesus. Amen. He'll take you down the road. He'll drop you off. He'll forget about you because he don't care for you. He'd like to see you destroyed. He'd like to see you sucked up in the muck and mire of this world, praise God. But I want to say with Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one that rose from the dead for me and you, praise God, He has our best interests at heart. He wants to see you do well. He wants to see your life prosperous. He wants to see your family prosperous. He wants to see your community prosperous. He wants to see your church prosperous. Praise God. He wants to see the country that you live in prosperous. Amen. He said, how do you get all that, preacher? By trusting Jesus. He rose from the dead for you. He got up for you, praise the Lord. Amen. So we might rise up too. He said He puts down all those things that would hinder our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ if we'll just trust in Him. Amen. Why not trust in Him? Is there anything else that you can put your trust in that you know that got up from the dead? Any of these things of this world that you can trust? Anything that was revived from the dead? No, sir, no, ma'am. Only thing that ever got up for us, praise God, was Lord Jesus Christ. He got up on purpose. It wasn't an accident. Amen. And why did He do it? Because He's got to rule and reign. Verse 25 said, He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. The Lord's wanting to get rid of all your enemies. Amen. There's only one in this whole universe that wants to get rid of all your enemies, and that's Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to take them out of the way. Amen. You say, how do you do it? By putting our trust in Him. Praise God. He's going to put them under his feet. One of these days he's going to stomp them out. Kind of like going out in the woods and there's a little bit of fire getting started around the edges. You don't want to build a fire this time, right now. Man, it's a dry, praise God. One little spark could burn a mountain down. Amen? But Jesus said, praise God, what I want to do, the Lord said, I'll come, I'll put out all that stuff that's a smoldering in your life. He said, I'll get rid of all that stuff that's trying to ignite, that's trying to burn up, that's trying to catch you on fire, that's trying to destroy the things that you have. Amen? He said, I'll put it under my feet, praise God. He said, I'll stomp it out. And he said, the last thing I'm going to get rid of is death, praise God, where you don't even have to worry about dying. Amen, that's big, ain't it? Death is big. I mean, that's something that's final. Now, we get all fidgety over marrying and all that good stuff. But praise God, when it comes down to death, that's pretty final. But he says, praise God, we don't have to worry about that. Because if we've been made new, if you've been made new, praise God, you have a new aspect of life. Praise God, you have a new place where you're going to live forever when you die. Amen. Yeah, well, preacher, what about the dying part's what's bad? Praise the Lord. It doesn't mean to cease to be. Amen. To die in the Lord Jesus Christ means to be translated from one place to another. Amen. To leave this old body of clay, this temple of clay in which we live. Amen. I praise God to lay it aside and go to be with Jesus where He is, which is far better. Amen. We're putting all our faith and trust in Him because He is our Lord and our Savior. He's the one, praise God, that's prepared a place for me and you. But I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you prepared for that place that He's prepared for you? Where's that place at, preacher? The place is beside Him. Amen? The place that Jesus prayed is beside Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. He's our shepherd. He's going before us, but praise God, He wants us to be beside Him. He wants us to go with Him. Amen? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Who are we following today? Are we following the footsteps of this old world, or are we following the footsteps of Christ? Amen. Are we looking for heaven? Heaven, is heaven going to be your home? That's what we got to ask ourselves this morning. Maybe, have I been made anew? Have I been made with this prospect of heaven? Praise God, it's mine. It's real. Heaven's real. Heaven's just as real as you're sitting here this morning. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because I peeked over into glory. Amen. I peeked over and I saw it. Amen. Through the eyes of the Word of God, through the eyes of my heart and my soul, praise God, I've seen that place called heaven. I've seen the God the Father, I've seen God the Son, and I've felt the presence of God the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've imagined, praise God, going through those gates and strolling up through that pearly avenue, praise God, into the presence of glory. One day in a little while, Brother Bud, it's going to happen. I'm going to be with my Lord forever. What about you? Are we ready? Amen. I'm going to stop right here. We'll come back tonight and finish, or we'll go whatever God wants us to do. But there's a resurrection that's taken place. Amen. That God would use to make me and you new. Being made new. Have you been made new? Would you like to be? Amen. The Lord help me tonight, I'll come back and I'll show you how to be brand new in Jesus Christ. Brand new, nothing lacking. Amen. Praise God, because that's what He wants us to be. He wants us to be like that first fruit. That first fruit, that new fruit, that early fruit. And they ain't, see, when the early fruit comes out, there's not a whole lot of junk out there to attack it. Amen. It comes on good, it comes on strong, and it thrives. It's getting all the nutrients from the first, praise God, from the beginning. And the Lord says, I have that for you, praise God. He said, I am the first fruits. He said, we can be partakers in that. What about you this morning? You stand with me to your feet.